The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Parashas Emor, Vayikra Parashas Emor, Perekov Gimel Posokov Dalet. Torah writes, "Va'idaber Hashem al Moshe le'mor, daber el bnei Yisrael le'mor." Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel to say, b'chodesh hashvi, be'echad l'chodesh, on the seventh month, the first day of the seventh month, yelochem shabosin, zichrein trua mikro kodesh. You shall make for yourself a shabosin, a shabbos, a day of rest." Zichra in Trua Mikro Kodesh, and it shall be a day of remembrance in Trua Shofar. It should be a sanctified day called Meleches Avoda Leisasu V'Krafti Mishel Hashem. You shall not do any types of work, and you shall bring a sacrifice to Hashem. Here the Torah commands us with the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, and interwoven with this mitzvah, which the Torah says shall be on the seventh month, and this refers to the month of Tishrei, which is the seventh month from Nisan, on the first day, it shall be a zichron trua, a day of remembrance, and a day of blowing of the shofar. Again, this command is repeated in Bamidbar Parshas Pinchas, Perechov Pes Posu Galef, V'achodesh Hashvi Be'echod L'chodesh Mikro Kodesh Yelachem Kom Alechas Avodah Leisasu. Seventh day of the seventh month, the first day, you shall make a sanctified day. You shall not do any types of work. Yom Trua Yelochem. It shall be a day of blowing of the shofar. You see that the blowing of the shofar, the mitzvah Tkia Shofar, is an integral part of the Yom Tov. It's not merely a mitzvah, another mitzvah, but it is interwoven, interlinked with Rosh Hashanah. Rashi on the Pasuk in Parshas Emor brings Zichron Trua. He brings from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Pasuk Daf Lamed Beis Zichron Trua. Zichron means Psuki Zichrones Upsuki Shefres Liskol Lakem Akedus Yitzchok. You shall bring to memory Psukim, sentences which tell of the great deeds of Klal Yisrael, and which tell of the Shefres, the Shofar of Klal Yisrael, in order that it shall be remembered to you, the Akedus Yitzchok Shekorav Tachtov Ayo. The sacrifice of Yitzchok shall be brought to be remembered, and in his place was sacrificed a ram. The Medrash, excuse me, the Gemara in the Sefer Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin, Tanya Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Kiva, Bipnei Ma Omer Teira Abiyo Omer BePesach. Why did the Torah command that we should bring the Omer, we should bring the grain offering on Pesach of the wheat, of the barley, because Pesach is the time of the grains, it's the season of the grains, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Abiyo Lefonai Omer BePesach Kedei Shitizborach Lachem Tfuah Shebesodes. Therefore bring this grain to me as a sacrifice, in order through this all of the grains of the fields will be blessed. And why on Shavuos did the Torah command that you shall bring the wheat offering? Because the Atzeres Shavuos is the time when the fruits of the trees and the wheat come into maturity. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore if you will bring this to me, Through this will be a brocha for all of the fruits. And why did the Torah say Nishu Mayim Bachag, that you shall make the water offerings on Sukkis? Because Sukkis is the time of the rains. Bring to me the sacrifice of the rain, of the waters, in order that through this your rains will be blessed. What should we do on Rosh Hashanah? Imru lefonai b'Rosh Hashanah, malchiyei zichreinei svishefres. On Rosh Hashanah, what should we bring? We should declare before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, malchiyei is his kingship, zichreinei, we should bring to him memories of the great deeds of Israel, the shofres, and the shofar. Malchiyei is kidei shetamlichuni aleichem. You shall declare my kingship in order that you shall make me for a king over you. Zichreines. Kideishi yale zichreinechem lefonai letova. The deeds of the past, in order that your good deeds shall be brought to my attention. Ubameh. And how should all of this be brought before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Bashofer, with the shofar. By blowing the shofar, this is how we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu the king of the world, and how we bring to him the memories of our deeds of the past. Omer Babo, Lomotokin B'Shefu Shel Ayil, why do we blow with the shofar of the ram? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tiku Lefona B'Shefu Shel Ayil, Kedei She'esko Lechem HaKedei She'itzchok Men Avram. Blow with the shofar of the ram, Hashem says, in order that through this I shall remember the sacrifice of Yitzchok, the son of Avraham. And I will consider as if you have bound yourselves and you have sacrificed yourselves before me. Omer Reb Yitzchok. Reb Yitzchok said, Lomatokin b'Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The Torah says we have to blow. Why do we blow twice? We blow two sets. We blow a whole set of shofaris before the Shemayin Esrei, and then we blow another set of shofaris during the repetition of the Shemayin Esrei. Kidei la'arvev hasotu. In order to confuse and to weaken the grip of the Sotan. Rashi says, Shalayastin, Kishishma Yisrael Mechavvin Asa Mitzvahs, Ishasmin Dvorov. When he hears Klal Yisrael involving themselves in this mitzvah, then he is silenced. So here again we see from the Gemara that the shofar plays a very integral role in Rosh Hashanah. Through this, we are mamlich, we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the king. And through this, we bring our zichreines, we bring the memories of our good deeds to him. And the Gemara says also that it weakens and silences the sotan. Tosfos brings Kedei la'arvev hasotan, pirush b'oruch kivisa b'yishalmi. Tosfos brings from the Oruch and from the Yishalmi. Bila hamoves lo netzach. V'ksiv v'hoye b'yom ahu yitoka b'shefer godl. That eventually death will be lost from the world forever. And when will that be? That will be on that day when the great shofar will be blown. The day of the Mashiach, the day of the rising of the dead. So katshoma kol shifur ezim nachod boy of labor. When the sotan hears the shofar, he hears Klal Yisrael blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, when he hears it the first time, so he's somewhat frightened, but not too frightened. Because shoma tanyun, oma vare zeu shifur ediska b'shefer godl. But when he hears it a second time, then he says, this certainly must be the Shofar HaGadol, it must be the great Shofar. And the time has come for death to be silenced from the world. And the Sotan, the Gemara says, the Sotan Zu Malachamove Zu Yetzohorot. The power of the Sotan and the power of the Malachamove, the angel of death, and the power of the Yetzohorot, of the evil force that is found in each person. This is all one force that's found in the world. Whom is Arvev, and he becomes very frightened because he thinks his end has come. Categoria, and therefore he doesn't have time on Rosh Hashanah to do his job. And this is what the Gemara means, why we blow twice. Kedei la'arvev asot. So here again we see the power of the Shofar. Can silence the grip of the Shofar. There are further Chazal statements from the sages on the Shofar. Many, but we'll just make mention of one or two more. The Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Emor, Perechof Tes, Aus Gimel. Yehuda Rav Nachman Posach. There's a posuk in Tilim, there's a sentence in Tilim, which states, Olo Elekim Besrua, Hashem Bekol Shofar. This is one of the psukim that we say before we blow the shofar. Ol Elekim Besrua, God ascends with the trua, that's the sound of the shofar, Hashem Bekol Shofar, Hashem through the sound of the shofar. Now the first part of the pasuk of the sentence says Elekim, refers to God by the name of Elekim. The second part of the sentence refers to God by the name of Hashem. Elekim is the force in the Almighty of Midas Hadin, of Mishpat, of judgment. Hashem, this is mercy. It states that the Almighty ascends to become the King of Judgment with the Trua, and then he becomes the King of Mercy with the sound of the Shofar. What does this mean? So the Medrash explains, B'shoa Shakorish Baruch Hu Yeshev V'eile Al Kisei Din B'din Hu Eile. When the Almighty ascends His throne on Rosh Hashanah to judge the entire world, He ascends the throne of judgment, of justice, of law. Ma'atam ol Elokim b'srua. This is what it means that Elokim ascends with a trua. U'b'shoshi Yisrael neitin l'sheifreihem v'teikin nifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then when Klal Yisrael comes with their sheifers, and they blow their shofar before Hashem, who eimed mikisei hadin, yeshev bikisei rachamin. He gets up from the throne of judgment, and he moves and sits on the throne of mercy. D'ksiv Hashem bekol shofar. As it states that Hashem, the merciful God, ascends the throne through the sound of the shofar. U'mismale aleihem rachamim, and he becomes filled with compassion, umerachim aleihem, and he has mercy on Israel, v'hofech aleihem midas hadin l'rachamim, and he turns the verdict of judgment to a verdict of rachamim. A mosai b'chodesh hashvi. When is this? This is on Rosh Hashanah. So here we see that the shofar has the power to turn, to change the verdict of judgment, of strict judgment, to a verdict of compassion. Then there's another medrash. Omer b'Yeshua, k'siv ashrei odom yodei srua. Fortunate is the nation who knows the trua, who understands the shofar, who knows how to blow the shofar. So Rabbi Yeshe asked, "B'chayenu mesaylam yodin l'aria." What does it mean? Ashrei om yodei asrua. Fortunate is the nation who knows how to blow the shofar. The nations of the world also know how to blow the shofar. Kama kroni sheish lehem, kama bukinu sheish lehem, kama salpiruk rakse yesh lehem. V'amata ashrei om yodei asrua. The nations of the world also have shofars. They have horns. They have trumpets. So why does it say, fortunate is Israel that knows how to blow the shofar? Elashein makirin lefate, he says, boren besrua. Vohu eimei mikise adin lekise rachem. This is what it means. That Israel knows how to overcome their creator with their shofar. And to cause him to stand up from the throne of strict judgment to the throne of mercy and compassion. And that he will change the verdict of strict judgment to that of mercy. This is what it means, Ashrei ha'om yudea, yudea srua. Fortunate is the nation that knows how to blow the shofar. From these chazals, we see that the shofar seems to behold in it some very great secrets. Not only is it one of the mitzvahs of the day, but it is part of the essence of Rosh Hashanah. Yom Truah Yelochem. Rosh Hashanah shall be a day of blowing of the shofar. And it can give the Malchus, give kingship to the Almighty. It can bring before Him the Zichreinos, our past deeds. And it can cause Him prevail on the Creator to move from the throne of strict judgment to the throne of rachamim, of compassion, where the rest of the world he'll judge with strictness, but with Israel he'll judge with mercy. What secrets are there in the shofar? Why does it have this power? The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, the Rambam gives us a slight indication as to what secrets, what powers the shofar beholds. Afal pishit ki yashevu b'Rosh Hashanah gzeres hakosuv. Even though the blowing of the shofar in Rosh Hashanah is a gzeres hakosuv, is a decree from the Torah, and the Torah does not give us reasons for it. Remez yeshbay. But there is a remez, there is an indication as to why. Kleim al uru yusheini mishinaschem. Those of you who sleep shall wake up. Those of you who are in a heavy sleep shall be awakened. And search your deeds. V'chozru b'tshuva. V'zichru b'rachem. Do tshuva, return to the Almighty, remember your Creator. Who are those who are sleeping? Elu ha-sheichim es ha-emes. Those who forget what the truth is of this world. Behavle hazman, because of the trivials of the passing time. V'sheigim kol shinosom behevel v'rika shelo yoyil v'leyatsu. V'sheigim kol shinosom behevel v'rika shelo yoyil v'leyatsu. And they give away their whole year with things of no real significance, no lasting significance, only temporary measure, temporary pleasures. One must examine himself and he must better himself and better his ways. This is what the Rambam says, that there is this remiss, this indication that the shofar has the power to awaken the person. Let's go into this a little more depth, and see what we can understand from this parasha, from this subject this evening. One of the sources of our shofar is that we see it is linked to the Akedah of Yitzchok ben Avraham. The Gemara says, Loma taking b'shefer shel ayil, why do we use a ram's horn? Actually, a horn of any animal is kosher, if it has the specifications of a shofar. Kidei she'eskor, in order that we shall remember the Akedah, the sacrificing of Yitzchok ben Avraham. Let's look into this parsha. This is the parsha that we read on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. At the end of Vayera, the Torah tells us, this is in Perachov Beis Posuk Aleph, Vayhi achar advorim ha'ele velikim nisos Avraham. And it was after these times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to test Avraham. And the Chazal tell us, 10 times did the Almighty test Avraham before he chose him to become the head of Klal Yisrael and Reish Umeis Av HaMain Goyim, the head, the king of multitudes of nations. 10 times did he test him. And this was the greatest and the final test. Vayemei lov Avraham, vayemei hineni. Hineni. And he said, Avraham, and Avraham said, I, here am I. Vayemei kachnos bincho ashechitcho asher after shitcho. Take your son, your only son, which you love, Yitzchok, velech lecho al eretz amoriyo, and go to the land of Moriah. Where is the land of Moriah? Land of Moriah was Yerushalayim. Why was it called Moriah? Rashi brings Shemisham Teitzei Hayro Le'ilam, because from there Hayro Yetzil Israel, from there Hayro instruction will go out to all of Israel. And Har HaMoriah was the Beis HaMikdash, would be the Beis HaMikdash, and equally important, if not perhaps more important, was the Sanhedrin HaGdolah, the great court. And from there, instruction of Torah went out to all of Israel. Therefore, it was called Moriah Horah, guidance and instruction. Go there, v'aleu sham le'ola, al achar, ehorim asher emar elecho. And bring Yitzchok up for an offering on one of the mountains which I will show you. Vayashkem Avraham baboker. Avraham got up early the next morning. At dawn he was up, the Gemara says. Vayachvesh eschamerei. And he saddled his donkey. Rashi brings, Nizdares lemitzvos. Tzadikim kol maaseim bezrizus. The righteous They fulfill all of the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with great zeal and enthusiasm. And even though this was a mitzvah which was almost impossible for one to fulfill, to take his only son, the son which he had waited for, and the son which he had thought that through Yitzchak would go the instruction of Torah to the world, and to sacrifice him, this was almost an impossible task. Yet Avraham was up with Zrizus, with great zeal, early in the morning, and he saddled his donkey. Mikan she'ava mekalkeles es Ashura, Rashi explains. We see from here that love destroys and defies logic. Because Abraham was a king. He was a great personality. He had many servants. He didn't have to saddle his donkey himself. Yet the love to do this mitzvah was so blinding that it destroyed logic when he himself saddled his donkey. And what mitzvah was it? A mitzvah that one would think would be an impossible task. And he took two lads with him. Who were they? This was Yishmael, his other son, and Eliezer, his servant. And he took Yitzchok, his son, and cut wood. He came to the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. Vayom HaShlishi, on the third day, Vayisa Avram es Einov. And Avram lifted his eyes, Vayaris Avokam Erochek, and he saw the place from far away. Vayom Avram El Na'orov. Avram told his two lads, Shvulachem Peim HaChamor. You stay here. The two lads should stay here with the donkey. Vaniva Anar and Elcha Adko. And I and the Nar and I and Yitzchok will go there. And then we will bow there and we will return. What does it mean, Adko? Rashi explains Ere hechen mash omali amokem koyia zaracha. The Almighty has promised me that so shall be your seed like the stars of the sky. At ko so, we will go to see what will happen. How will that prophecy be fulfilled? We have a similar case in the Torah. Also, of a person who got up in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two lads with him. And this is found in Parshas Bullock. Parshas Bullock, Barmid Borchov Beis, when Bullock, the king of Moab and Midian, sent to Bilam, Horosho. Bilam was the Goyish prophet and a great enemy of Israel. And they sent to him to ask him to go and curse Israel. Destroy Israel for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vayomer Elohim el Bilam leiseilech imohem, do not go with them. Do not curse the nation because they are blessed. But Bilam insisted, and he kept pressing. Finally, the Almighty said, we will lead a person in the direction that he wants to walk. All right, you may go. And in Posukhof Aleph, Vayokom Bilam Baboker, Bilam got up in the morning. Vayafeshes Asono. And he saddled his donkey. Vayelachim Sori Moav, and he went with the kings of Moav. Vayicharach Elakim ki haylechu. Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, became angry because he went. Vahu reichev al asenai, he was riding his donkey, ushneinu orav imar, and his two lads with him. So we see a similar story. Someone getting up early in the morning, saddling his donkey, and taking two lads with him. And here also the Chazal say that logic became blinded, because Bilam was a very great person. Kings of nations were coming to him. They were offering him. They said that if you will want Mole Besai, a house full of gold and silver, we will give it to you. Kings of nations were coming to him. He was a great and mighty person. Why did he have to saddle his own donkey? So the sages say, Mikan shahasino mikalkeles es ashur. From here we see that hatred also defies logic. He had such hatred for Israel that he was up the next morning and he went and saddled his own donkey. There was one difference, though, between Abraham and Bilam. Abraham was going to be Mekayim Mitzvah Hashem. He was going to fulfill the Mitzvah of Hashem. And Bilam was going to transgress the Mitzvah of Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Abraham, Lech Lecha, go. And Abraham the next morning was ready to go. The Almighty told Bilam, do not go. And Bilam the next morning was ready to go. The task that was given to Abraham was that completely contrary to the desire of a human being. Take your son, your only son, the son which you love. To fulfill this task, Abraham had to uplift himself. He had to elevate himself from the physical world to cleave to the will of the Almighty. This was the Zrizus, the great love and the great enthusiasm of Abraham. The task of Bilam, the Almighty told him not to go. It was not his war, there was no threat against him. Why was he so anxious to go? Bilam, on the other hand, was sinking into the depths of this world, of the physical world. He was becoming shackled and enslaved by his rotten desires. By his passion of hatred to destroy. Therefore, our sages tell us by Abraham, Ha'avo mekalkelus es ashura. The love for the Almighty defied the logic where he went and saddled his own donkey. But by Bilam, the sino, the blind hatred, this is what destroyed his logic. There is one other difference between the two episodes. And these two people share an equal platform in one dimension. Because our sages tell us that Abraham was the Reisha Umay, Av HaMoen Goyim, he was the foundation of Israel. And Bilam was the foundation of the nations of the Goyim. He was their greatest prophet. So they did share a platform. We find one other difference here. By Abraham, it states a chamor. A chamor That's a male donkey. By Bilam, it states Asono. It's a female donkey. Is this difference something which should be examined? Or maybe it just happened to be that way? Hardly so. It's difficult to say that anything in the Torah just happened to be that way. Secondly, we're speaking here of the Akedah Yitzchok. The greatest deed that Avraham ever achieved and that Yitzchok ever achieved was this attempted sacrifice. And this was the last of all of the tests that the Almighty gave Avraham, and through this Avraham chose Avraham and the nation and Israel. So it does not seem logical to think, to contemplate, to speculate that the donkey that was chosen was merely by coincidental occurrence. And the same thing with Bilam. But we have even more proof on this, that it is of significance. Because we have another place where a donkey is mentioned. And that is at the end of Parshas Shmos. Moshe was called to the burning bush, and he was commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go to Paroh and to destroy Paroh in Egypt and take the people out. And Moshe was afraid. Moshe did not want the task. He was against it. The sages say for 7 days they stood there and debating and discussing. Finally, the Almighty prevailed on Moshe that he should go. The Torah tells us in Shmos Dalet, Posechof, Vayikach Moshe es ishtei vesbonam vayarkiveim ala chamor. Moshe took his wife and his sons and he placed them on the donkey vayoshev atzo Mitzrayim. And they went back to Egypt. Now this also was not an insignificant pleasure trip. Here the Goel, the Redeemer of all of Israel, was going on his mission to set the nation free. Rashi tells us, Chamor HaMiyuchad was not just a regular donkey. Hu HaChamor Shechovash Avraham LaAkedah Yitzchok. It was the same donkey that Avraham saddled when he went to sacrifice Yitzchok. And it is the same donkey that the Melech HaMashiach also will ride. Shenemar, as it says in Zechariah, Oni Vereichev Ala Chamor. The Melech HaMashiach will be a poor person riding on a donkey. So we see that the donkey that Avraham took was not by mere coincidence. Here he was going to fulfill the greatest deed Israel ever fulfilled. The animal was a specially chosen animal. And the same thing we see by Bilam. That also was not a plain animal. In the Mishnah Ovis, Perikei, Mishnah Tes, Asore Dvorim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Ben Ashmoshes. When the Almighty created the world, He worked for 6 days, creating everything. Right before Shabbos, He finished. But Ben Ashmoshes, by twilight, right before Shabbos, He quickly created 10 things, 10 special things. One of those things was the Piho Osai, the mouth of the donkey, which Bilam rode. So we see we're dealing here with special animals. The donkey that Abraham took, that was the same donkey that Moshe took when he went to Mitzrayim to free the people. And that's the same donkey that the Melech HaMashiach will ride. And the donkey that Bilaam took, that was a donkey which was created at the last minute before Shabbos, in the twilight. A donkey with a mouth that could speak. So why then, by Abraham does it say a male donkey, and by Bilaam is a female donkey? This comes to signify something to us. The Chazal tell us, Masechta Sanhedrin, that Bilaam was very attached to his donkey. And so attached that he committed acts of incense with his donkey. Of incest with his donkey. This signifies to us that Bilaam rode a donkey and he was part of it. Avraham that rode the male donkey, he was above it. What does this mean? The word chamor is the same as chomer. Chomer means a physical mass. The Almighty created this world as a physical mass. When He created man, He created him ofra min ha'adoma, dust from the earth, a physical mass. Vayipach ba'apov nefeshchayo, He blew into His nostrils a spirit of Himself, a neshama, a soul. So man was a dual personality. He was a physical mass from this world, and he was a spirit from above. The task of man in this world is to rise above this world, elevate himself above this world, free himself from the chomer, from the physical mass. Sages tell us that the wildlife, we see how light-footed they are. This is a sign that they have a lesser amount of physical mass in them, of chomer. A behema, a domesticated animal, which is much heavier and more sluggish, has more physical mass, more attachment to the physical world. The most sluggish and slow and stubborn of all of the animals is the chamor, is the donkey. And this is why his name is chamor. Chamor is chamor, chomer, chumrius. He contains a greater attachment to the physical world than all of the other animals. Abraham rode the donkey, but he had no attachment to it. Bilaam rode the donkey and had a very close attachment to it. Abraham's donkey was a male, and there can be no attachment. Bilaam's donkey was a female and became part of him. And especially in this episode, the Torah is careful to tell us this. Because where was Abraham going? Lahakriv es benoy, Abraham was going to sacrifice his son. How is it possible for a man to sacrifice his son? Only by elevating himself above and beyond all of his own desires to fulfill the word of the Almighty. He was freeing himself from this world. And therefore he rode on the donkey. He was the master over the donkey. Abraham was the king and the master over his entire body, over the entire physical world. The Gemara in Masechta Nedarim and Daf. And Daf Lamed Beis Omed Beis tells us she himlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oisei Al Ramach Evori, that Abraham became a king over all of the parts of his body, over every limb and every organ of his body. Abraham became the king. And this is why the Almighty gave to Abraham the mitzvah of Bris Milah, where he ruled over himself and in turn he ruled over the world. Bilam is to the contrary. The desire of the Almighty was that he should not go, because the nation is blessed, do not curse them. But instead he sunk into the depths of the physical world. He sunk into the depths of his own forces of evil, of his Yetzer Hara. And he went to do Ra, he went to do evil. And therefore he went. The Pasuk tells us that Bayema Shlishi Vayisa Avraham is Eino Vayara Mokame Rochek. On the third day Avraham lifted his eyes and he saw the place from far away. He saw the mountain of Moriah. Bayema Avraham al Noor of Shfulachem Peyim Achamor. And Avraham said to the lads, stay here with the donkey. Vani Vahanar and Elcho Adkei, and I and the lad will go there alone. We will bow down, and then we will return to you. Once Abraham saw the place, and he saw it was Har HaMoriah, then he said, the time for complete separation has come. You, Yishmael, that from you will come out the Arab nations, and you, Eliezer, that from you will come out all of the Canaanim, you must stay here with the donkey. The time has come for the spirit to completely separate itself from the physical world. Bani v'hanar melcho adko. Just I and Yitzchok will go there. Har HaMoriah. That's the place where instruction of Torah goes out to all of Israel. Torah demands from a person great elevation, and especially to go and fulfill such a deed of the Akedah Yitzchok, we must separate. You two stay with the donkey, but then when Ashuva Aleichem, but after we have fulfilled our task there, we will return to you, because man's spirit cannot completely separate itself from the physical body in this world. Only for that minute we can. But then we will return to you. Vayikach Avraham es atzia ole vayosem es Yitzchok b'noi al Yitzchok b'noi vayikach biyod es ha'esh v'samalcheles vayelchu shteyem yachad. And Avraham took the wood, he put it on Yitzchok, and they both went together. And Yitzchok said, here is the fire and here is the wood, but where is the seah, where is the sheep for the sacrifice? And Abraham said, Hashem will show us what to sacrifice. Vayelchu shneyem yachdo, and they both went together. And Rashi says, what does it mean that they both went together? That even though Yitzchok, Abraham knew that he was going to shecht his son, and Yitzchok, even though they both knew, Avraham sheyedeh sheheilech lishkedes b'noheilech berotzen v'simcha ki Yitzchok shelo yeh margish b'dobar. That Avraham went with the same joy that Yitzchok led. Yitzchok did not know of the impending danger. So he went with joy. But we would think Avraham would go with a great fear and trepidation. No, they went together. Avraham was such a master over all of his faculties, such a master of over his whole entity, that he was able to go with the same joy as Yitzchok Beno. Then Avraham went, and he put Yitzchok on the... Then Yitzchok realized what was happening, and Yitzchok willfully allowed himself to be bound. And Avraham took the knife, Lishchei Des Benoi, to shecht his son. Vayikroi lov malach, Hashem min Hashemayim, vayoyim Avraham, Avraham. And an angel from the heavens called and said, Avraham, Avraham, vayoyim Einene, vayoyim Al Tishlach Yotcho, El Anar. Do not touch the lad. Al Taas Lemu Uma, do not do anything to him. Ki ato yodati ki rei lekim ato. Because now I know that you fear Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, now I know that you fear Hashem, and you will not withhold from me even your only son. What does it mean, now I know that you fear Hashem? And didn't Kodesh Baruch Hu know before that Abraham feared Hashem? So Rashi tells us, Miato yeshli malohoshiv l'sotn ulumas. Now I know what to answer to the sotn and to the nations. Hatmeim, that will all wonder, why did I choose Avraham? Why did I choose his children? Now I have a kishron peh, now I have an answer to them. Ki akshav roim ki yirei elokim ato. Because now they see what, how you fear Hashem. Now they can see it. This is also strange. Why did Hashem need to answer to the nations? And Avraham lifted his eyes, and behold, there was a ram. And the ram was caught by his horns. His horns are the shofar. In the bush. And Avraham went and he took the ram. This ram also was not just a regular ram. The Mishnah Novus tells us, the same Mishnah, that one of the 10 things that were created at the last minute, at twilight of Erev Shabbos, was Eloi Shel Avraham, was this ram. And Rashi brings here, this ram Muchen Hoye Lekach Mishesh Shemei Bereishis. This ram was set aside from the 6 days of Bereishis, from the 6 days of creation for this. What does it mean that it was caught in the bush? Why was it caught in the bush? So Rashi brings Hoyorotz Eitzel Avraham. Not like we might think that it was running away and Hashem made it get caught in the bush so Avraham could catch it. To the contrary, Hoyorotz Eitzel Avraham, it was running to Avraham. Bahasotn Seifchel Uma'arvavoy Be'ilonis. The Sotn came and stopped it from running to Avraham. The Sotn caused its horns to be caught in the bush. Vayelech Avraham Vayikach Esa'ayl. Avraham went and he took the ram by Yaleu Le'elo, Tachas Benoi. He brought it up as a sacrifice, Tachas Benoi, in his son's stead. Why does it have to say in his son's stead? It should have just said he brought it up for a sacrifice. So Rashi tells us, Me'ach Shekosev Vayelo Le'elo, Le'chosa Mikra Klum, Ma'o Tachas Benoi. Al Kol Avedi Shekosev Mimeno Hoye Mispalo Le'emer. On everything that Avraham did to the ram, Avraham said a tefillah prayer. Yirotzen shetezu kilu hiasuyi bimli. Let it be considered that this act that I'm doing to the ram is the act which I did to my son. Kilu bini shochut. When I shefted the ram, let it be considered that I shefted Yitzchok. when I took the blood of the ram, let it be considered that I took the blood of Yitzchok. When I burnt the ram, let it be considered that I burnt Yitzchok. This is what it means, tachas b'noi, in the son's stead. Now, why did Hashem have to say, now I know that you fear me? This he didn't know before. And now the nations can see. And what does this mean? Why was it necessary for Avraham to find a ram to sacrifice? It could have been, we could have left it right there. Hashem said, do not sacrifice Yitzchok, and that would have been sufficient. And this ram, which was there from the 6 days of Bereishis, and it was caught in the bush by the sun. The Ramban asks a question here, which many people ask. Hashem came, Banisa Abraham, Velikim Nisos Abraham, Hashem tested Abraham. Why is it necessary for the Almighty to test Abraham? Why is it necessary for the Almighty to test anyone? Kodesh Baruch Hu's Beichir Levoves, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what's in a person's heart. He can look into a person's heart and he can decide for himself if that person is a tzaddik or a rosha, if he's righteous or if he's not righteous. Why is it necessary for the Almighty to test Abraham? And this the Ramban answers. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not only want Lev Tov, but he wants Maisim Tov. The Almighty is not satisfied merely with a good heart, but he wants from people good deeds. The Almighty is not only satisfied with good intent, but he wants this intent to be brought to fruition. This would be like asking a question, why is it necessary to plant in a field, since you know that the field potentially can bring forth fruit? Because there's a difference between the potential of a field and the actual of the field, the reality. And so is it with a person. There is a difference between the potential power of a person and the actual power of a person. Man was placed on this world to give forth fruits. This is the Olam Hamasa. This is the world of deeds. It is not a potential world, but it's a world of actuality, of reality. Intent is not sufficient. Lev Tov, Lev Tohar is not sufficient. But there must be deeds to go with this. B'kol Nisayin L'Teivus HaManusa, the Ramban says. Every test is for the good of the one who's being tested. A test is not a test, it's an opportunity. This opportunity will give the person a new dimension and scope which was not given to him before. This challenge will bring out new fruits in the person which could not have been brought out before had the opportunity not existed. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Abraham, and this is why the Almighty tests His righteous people. So this means that the entire episode of the Akedah Shitzchok was a yitzia mikeach el apayim, was to bring out potential in Avraham to greater heights of reality. And this is what Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Ato Yodati, now I know, Ki Yore Elekim Ato, now I know that you fear Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu knew that before, but it was not brought out into this world, into the world of reality. And this is why he said, now I know what to answer the nations, Shiraim Ki Yore Elekim Ato. They can see that you're Yarei Elohim. I knew before that you feared Hashem. And I knew you would do this. But that was in the hidden world. That was in a world where nobody would see. We need deeds in this world. Man was brought into this world to create. We need creative forces. What could I answer the nations? Why did you choose Abraham? Why did you choose his seed? Because he had such potential. But what did he do in this world? That was in the Olam HaNelam, in the concealed world. Ato Yodati, now I know what to answer the nations. Because Akshav Sheroim, now they see. They can see in this world that you're Yore Elohim, that you fear Hashem. Because this act was in this world. This is why now that the ram also entered the picture. Even though Abraham fulfilled the challenge and he fulfilled the test and he wanted to sacrifice his son and it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu that stopped him, but still in the world of reality this act did not take place. It was still only potential. It had to have some fulfillment in the world of reality. And therefore, there was a ram. And it was a special ram. It was there from the creation. Because this fulfillment was not merely another mitzvah. This was the greatest test given to Avraham Avinu. It was through this test that the Vayikra Malach El Avraham, that the angel came to Avraham to say, Binishbati ki yana shirosisa sedover azeh, because you have done this. Ki varecha varecho v'harba arbe zaecho. I will bless you, and I will multiply your seed, ki kech v'asomayim, like the stars of the sky, v'chachol asher asfasiyom, and like the sands of the sea. Vayire zarech ishar oivov, and they will inherit the gates of their enemies. And all of the nations of the world will be blessed through them. It was through this act that Klal Yisrael would come and become the chosen nation. And this act had to have a fulfillment in this world. And the fulfillment in this world was to be through the ram. And therefore it had to be a special ram. A ram that was set aside for this from the 6 days of creation. And therefore Abraham said, on everything that he did in the ram, he said, let it be considered that this is what I did in my son. Because the forces of energy were there. The forces of good was there. Abraham was Kevesh Es Yisrael. He conquered his Yetzer Hara. He rose above himself to fulfill this act. It was the Almighty that stopped him. So now he had to find a tangible outlet and expression for this act in this world. So he said, Yehi Rotzein, let it be the will of the Almighty, that everything that I am doing in the ram, it will be considered that I did in Yitzchok. The sages tell us that in every Jew, every Ben Avraham, every son of Avraham and Yitzchok and Yaakov, because of the great height of their neshama, of their soul, deep down in the innermost chambers and depths of their heart and soul, they are bound up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this comes from Avraham, and this comes from Yitzchok. The fact is, the Gemara says that the greatest act of anyone ever giving himself to the Almighty was that of Yitzchok. Shekerachto nafshoi. Hashem says, Yitzchok gave his life to me. There was no one that did more than that. He was the first. And the sons inherited this. Veleidach mimenu nidach. Yisrael afuti shechotu Yisrael. No one is ever rejected from Klal Yisrael. No one is ever lost. And a Yisrael, a Jew, even though he might have sinned, but he's still a Jew. He's still a Ben Yisrael. This means that deep down, in the innermost parts of a person, he has a very strong bond to the Almighty. And this is his potential. But in this world, that becomes lost. Because in this world, the Almighty is concealed. This world is called Olam from the word Helam, which means it conceals the hand of the Almighty. If a person could see the emes, the truth, he would have no problem recognizing the hand of Hashem. He would have no problem recognizing the instruction of Torah. But because there is such great darkness in this world, and such great falsehood in this world, this world is called Alma de Shikra, the false world. Therefore, people become lost in this world. We all become lost. This is the greatest tool of the Sotan. The greatest tool of the Sotan is to come and to confuse the person. To create a camouflage, a smokescreen, where a man can no longer penetrate the truth. And he wanders in all directions. But the potential is there. And this is why our rabbis teach that the power of tshuva is always possible by Klal Yisrael. Because if a person would destroy himself in essence, then he could never return. But when he destroys himself, it's only superficially. It's only mibachutz. It's just exterior. The innermost parts of himself are still bound to the Almighty. And that is never severed. On Rosh Hashanah, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. And there, the first rays of his kingship reached this world. And man recognized who the Almighty was. And when they recognized who the Almighty was, then immediately they were able to serve him. But each year, they become lost again. They go astray because of the great darkness in this world. This is the power. This is the power of the Yetzer Hara, the power of the Sofna. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, when it comes Rosh Hashanah, what should you do? Pesach, you should bring the Omer. Shavuos, you should bring the grains. Sukkot, you should bring the waters. In order that the waters can become blessed, the grains can become blessed. What should you do on Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, you should declare that I am the king, because I created the world. You should recognize my malchus, and you should bring to me zichreines, the deeds of Avraham and Yitzchak. And how should you do this? Bameh, with the shofar. When you blow the shofar, this is the shofar. This shofar is linked to the horns of the ram. Lama tokin v'shefer shel ayil. Why do we blow the shofar, the ram's horn? Kedei liskor es ayil shel Avraham. In order that you should remember the ram of Avraham and the Akedah Yitzchak. And I will consider as if you also sacrificed yourself to me. The shofar is linked to the ram, to the horn of the ram. And this is something that's very deep. And the horn of the ram, this represented the greatest potential of Klal Yisrael that ever came to fruition. Because the greatest act of Avraham Avinu was this act. The greatest act of Yitzchak was this act. Except it was concealed. There had to be a revelation on it. It found its revelation in the horn of the ram. And notice that the ram was running to Avraham. The Sotan bound his horns in the bush. This means that the ram wanted to fulfill the word of Hashem. The potential that is in every Jew wants to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The potential that's lost, that's hidden in every individual, wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's the Satan that comes to stop it. And Avraham went and he freed the ram and he sacrificed it in Yitzchak's stead. This was the fruits of the mighty force where he elevated himself above this world. He elevated himself above himself. He mastered himself to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word. And this potential is in every Jew. Therefore the Almighty says, take a shofar on Rosh Hashanah and blow this shofar. The shofar symbolizes the breath of Israel, which comes from the innermost part of the person until it becomes a sound in this world. And this is linked to the ram of Avraham. And this is the potential in every Jew that can be awakened and come into fruition in this world. And it is through this that you will make me king over yourself, over Israel, because you will recognize me. This is what the Gemara means. And the Gemara says, that by Yom Ahu, on that day, there'll be a day, you talk about Sefer HaGodl, there'll be a day when the Sefer HaGodl will blow. The Sefer HaGodl will blow. Then everyone who is lost to Israel will return. States those who were lost in Egypt and those who were lost in Ashur will all come back. The potential of all of Israel will come back. But that's by Yom Ahu. And on that day, Bila Hamovis, on that day, death will be silenced forever. Every year it is not the Shefer HaGodl, it is not the Great Shofar. But it is a degree of the Great Shofar. It casts a light into the soul of Israel, where they reawaken themselves. And that which is deep in them, that potential, strives to come out into the world. And this is why that the Sotan, when he hears this, he becomes very fearful. Because when he hears it once and he hears it a second time, he thinks it's a Sefer HaGodl and he thinks he will be silenced forever. Because his greatest tool is this confusion and darkness that he casts into the world. This is why the Rambam says that Afal Pishit Kiyas Sefer, Zeres HaKosufi, even though Tkiyas HaShefer is a decree from the Torah, and the Torah did not give us any reasons, Avarem is Yeshbay, but there is something we can understand in it. Uru Yusheni Mishinascher, those of you who sleep, wake up. When a person is asleep, he loses sight of reality. He's in an imaginary world. And this Rambam writes that there are too many people who are awake in this world and they have lost sight of reality. They are in an imaginary world. Their entire year is used up for mere temporal values, and everlasting values are lost from them. This the shofar comes to awaken the person. This is why the Medrash tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu ascends the throne on Rosh Hashanah, he ascends the throne of judgment. But when he hears the shofar from Yisrael, then he moves from the throne of judgment to the throne of mercy. And he becomes filled with compassion for Klal Yisrael, because when they blow the shofar, they are creating a link to the neshama, which comes all the way from Avraham Avinu, which even though it might be concealed, it finds its way into reality. And then they recognize him. And this brings them to tshuva. And therefore he is able to deal with them compassionately. And now we can understand what David HaMelech wrote, Ashrei Ha'om Yudei Asrua. Fortunate is the nation that can understand some of the secrets of the shofar. The Medrash asks, the nations of the world, they also have shofars, they also have horns, they have trumpets. Ashrei Ha'om, fortunate is the nation that knows the shofar, that through this they can prevail on the Almighty to change the decree of judgment to the decree of mercy. This shofar, the Gemara says, is linked to the ashofar of Yitzchok ben Avraham. Avraham went, and even though he was given an impossible task, he went, and in the next morning he was up with a great zeal and enthusiasm. Ava mekalkeles es hashura, with such great love that he went and saddled his donkey himself. He was the master over the donkey and over the lads that came with him. And he went with the same joy that Yitzchok went.
even though Yitzchok was unaware of the impending danger. And when he saw the mount from far away, he separated himself from the donkey and the two lads. And he said, we must go alone. He rose to the greatest heights that any person ever rose in history. And all of these forces, which were dormant in him, were brought to fruition through this test, Elokim Nisas Avraham. Had Hashem not tested him, they would have remained dormant. And they came to fruition in the aisle, in the ram, which was set aside for this from the 6 days of creation. And the ram was caught by the sultan with his horn, trying to stop this fruition. And Abraham prevailed and ruled. And every Jew has this potential. And this potential can come out on the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings his light of kingship and sovereignty to the world on Rosh Hashanah. Therefore we were commanded, Yom Truah Yalachem, it should be a day of the blowing of the shofar. And it should be the shofar of Yitzchok ben Avraham, Umala Ani Aleichem, and I will consider as if you yourselves also mastered over yourselves and brought yourselves also to this great task. May we all be zeche to have a ksiva v'chasima tova. We should be given a decree of goodness for the light, for the year to come, for all of us and all of Israel.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.